Talmud of mine got married this week, and he had asked me in advance of the chasana, what should he do about lighting Hanukkah candles the night of the chasana? Now, on the one hand, the night before, he's living, let's say, in the dorm. And that night, he's moving into another residence. So where is his makom dira the night of the chasana? So this touches on a number of issues that are relevant to Hilchos Neiros Hanukkah. And we'll try to explore those and see this issue in light of some of the more fundamental questions and complicated aspects of Makom Hadlaka. So the Pashtus, and the way I think most poskim assume, is that there is a connection between having a bias and the Chiv of Ner Chanukah. The Chiv of Ner Chanukah presupposes that a person has a bias in which he's lighting that he has some connection to. Ner Ishabeso, multiple other indications in the Gemara and Halacha as far as the connection to a bias. Moshe points out in the tshuva that's, I think, reprinted here, Yaradeh Chela Gimel Simen Yudalit Osei. Yaradeh Chela Gimel Simen Yudalit Osei. You don't have to look at Rav Moshe now, but take a look at the Gemara in Daf Kaf Gimel Ben Aleph. Rav Moshe points out this is a mashmos in Rashi. The Gemara here on Kaf Gimel Ben Aleph tells us the din of Birchas Haroa, that there are situations in which a person is unable to make the bracha on Neiros Chanukah themselves. He can't light Chanukah candles on his own. So even when he doesn't have that opportunity, he still says Birchas Haroa. Shasanisim. So what is Birchas Haroah? Take a look at Rashi, Divar Maskil Haroah. It's about 8 or 9 short lines down. Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Ha'over b'shuk v'roah b'echad ha'chatzeros dolek. Masas b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda. Shamer mishom Rabbeinu Yaakov. D'lo huskaka brachazu elo l'mishalo hidlik b'beiso adayin. So this bracha is only relevant either to someone who has not yet lit in his house, o l'yoshiv b'svina, or someone who is sitting on a boat. So Moshe points out, the mashmos of Rashi is that a person sitting on a boat is otherwise pater from mitzvahs Neiros Chanukah, presumably because he doesn't have a house, and he doesn't have anywhere that he could actually light. So that's where Birchas Haroah was established. The Tosos, who pretty much says this more explicitly, Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, that the Chiyuv of Neir Chanukah is dependent on having a bias. Rav Shechter points out from the Rav that that's a chiddush of Achsanoi. The Gemara here has it, the two dots about 10 lines down. Amar Rav Sheshes Achsanoi Chai B'Ner Chanukah. A person who's a guest in another residence is Chai B'Ner Chanukah. What's a chiddush? Why would you have thought otherwise? So the Rav explained, you would have thought otherwise because maybe if a person doesn't have a bias and he's not in his home, then he's pater. So the chiddush of the Gemara is that no, if he's an Achsanoi, if he's hosted in another house, so then he still has a chiyuv of Neiros Chanukah. In the Sefer Chovas Hadar, Rav Bloy's Sefer, which is primarily on Hilchos Mezuzah, classic Sefer, probably the first Kitzur Sefer in Hilchos Mezuzah, but it's actually on other Chovas Hadar as well, which is the whole point we're making right over here. It's in the back, he has a couple chapters on Hilchos Chanukah. So he points out that the Ran in that Sugin Shabbos pretty much says the same thing, that the Havamina would have been that maybe an Achsanai is Pater Ligamri. And then the Gemara tells you that the din of Achsanai is that he's mishtatev bripruta, that he gives some money to become a partner in the materials of the Baal HaBayis. So I think most poskim assume like the Mishnah Berurah, the mishtatev bripruta is a allowance, not an obligation. The Rav is of the opinion that you have to be mishtatev bripruta, you can't fulfill the you can't fulfill the mitzvah just by lighting on your own or someone else's house. If you're achsanai, you dafka have to be mishatir pruta. Rabbi Willie points out you can be mekayim both opinions by lighting your own Chanukah candles at the host, but being oath with his brachos and be mishatir pruta. So you give him the pruta, so you're mishatir in his lighting, you're yotze with his lighting, and to be oath to kol hadeis, you can light also, just listen to his bracha, so you don't have to make the extra bracha and run into a potential bracha about tala problem. Okay, be that as it may. So these sources seem to indicate that the chiyuv of Neiros Chanukah is dependent on having a bias. That's what Moshe writes in this tshuva. Again, Yaradeh Chela Gimel Simen Yud Dalit Os Hey. So first he talks about Bakrim who are learning in yeshiva. So where's the appropriate point, place for them to light? So they should light. They should light in their rooms, and even if we're worried, they should be worried about the danger. So they should have a rotation of someone keeping watch to make sure that the place is safe. And then he writes in the second paragraph, Misha ein labayis klal, person doesn't have a house at all. The yashem b'chus, and he sleeps outside, homeless. Kegon shenimsa b'midbar, or he's camping in the desert. V'gam kishiira shelo haya b'beiso via v'derek halalayla, or he's going to be traveling all night. V'eila misha yalek b'beiso, and he doesn't have someone to light for him at home. So mashman that Rashi that we just read, that he is pater from Neiros Chanukah. There's no chiyuv because he has no bias to call his own. There is a famous truth of the Marsham, Chelek Dalid Simen Kuf Mem Vav, which you have on the next page here. Chelek Dalid Simen Kuf Mem Vav. The Marsham is asked about a person traveling on a train on a night of Chanukah. Where and how can he light Neiros Chanukah? So this is written to the Rav of, or a Rav in Leipzig. Chuvas Mechtova, Miyom Beis de Chanukah, Mutter Lahalik Ner Chanukah Al Haboan on the train. Loma Sasi Adavar Mavur. It wasn't really explained earlier because they didn't have trains earlier. Aval, Halo Misha Shilein Ba'akol Alayla, Havi Kisachol Beis Dira Lachav Elishin Shams. If he's paying his fare to stay on that train all night, if we're not talking about a 20-minute ride, but he's going to be on the train all night. So that's like he rented a house to eat and drink there. So it's his house. Rashi tells you if a guy's on a boat, then he's parted from Neiros Chanukah. He only says Berachas Haroah. So what's the difference between a boat and a train? Nope. So those are boats that were open. It was windy. Baruch Benashev. V'lo haya begeder by his klal. So it was open, so you can't call it a house. As opposed to a train, which is enclosed, and therefore, if you're renting the privilege to be to stay in that train for the period that you're staying in it, so that's like your socher beis dira, and that's considered your house, le'inyan Neiros Chanukah, and then you could light Neiros Chanukah in that on the train. Okay, so that's the famous trip of the Marsham, who says that you can light Neiros Chanukah on a train. It's considered kebeso because you are renting that area. So,
what if it's beso that but it has restrictions on the beso, they won't let you light there?
Those are technicalities. So the same thing on a plane. So even if a plane's like a train, and if you can light on, you should light on a train, right on a plane. So all the many contemporary posts can point out that even if in theory you could light on a plane, in practice it's impossible. Won't happen. So if there is a chiyuv to light on a plane, which is subject to this, we'll discuss a little bit more, so then the best that you could do, they quote from Shlomo Zalman, is to have a flashlight, and maybe, probably wouldn't say brachah, we'll get to it, we'll discuss, but that would be the best that you could do. But that's the Marsham suggesting. The Marsham isn't necessarily arguing on Ramosha's presumption. The Marsham isn't necessarily saying, we'll see some who did interpret it this way, the Marsham isn't necessarily saying that you don't need a bias to be chayav in Neiros Chanukah. He's saying that this is considered your bias because you're renting it for that period of time. That's what Rashi Weiss points out as well in a tshuva regarding traveling on a plane on Chanukah, printed in Darchei Rachei Ladalid, page Sadi Aleph, Darchei Rachei Ladalid, page Sadi Aleph. Now, in the Sefer Chovetz Chadar here, Rabbi Gloy just asks on the Marsham, if the point is that it's considered a house, then what difference does it make if you're renting it or not? The Marsham stresses that you're paying for the fare, and it's like you're renting out a house. So are you going to tell me that if you're in a bias shel hefker, you didn't pay any money, but you're staying in that house, and you're going to be pater from Neiros Chanukah? Or let's say you're staying in some gemach house that the community provides free housing for travelers. So you're not paying a cent. So you're going to tell me, because you didn't pay anything, you're pater? So that's the kasha that he asked on the Marsham. Why is the Marsham stressing the schiris? So in an article printed in the Otzer Poskim, people just this year started putting out like a 20-page kovetz, or Gilyon, or whatever you want to call it, on the Yom Tovim. So the one that they put out a couple weeks ago in Chanukah, there's an article from a Rav Eliyahu Chaim Sturbach, I assume related to Rav Sturbach, I don't know if it's a son or a nephew or some, I presume it's some relative. So he points out, no. Well, the Marsham isn't saying, the Marsham would agree, that if you have a Bayis Shel Hefker, then you light Chanukah candles in the Bayis Shel Hefker as well. If you have a Gemach house, whatever you want to call it, and the community is hosting you, you're not paying, so you light there as well. The Marsham's point is that if not for the fact that you're paying your fare, then what's your shaychus to that area? What allows you to call that your house? Otherwise, you're just, it's like you're on the street. You're in a public area. What allows you to consider that kibbeh? So it's considered a bayis because you're renting that area. The Eruv HaShulchan has a slightly broader mashmalus than the Marasham. The Marasham, he said, may not fundamentally argue on the fact that you need a bayis. The Eruv HaShulchan writes, Simen Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Hei, which you have here. Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Hei. So he writes that you should light candles on a tray. And at the very end of the paragraph, he says, "Kol shekein misha ein lo bayis shemuchiyam midina lahalik sham in lo yavabos alayla beis hamakom." That if a person meila, if a person has people in his house who are going to be lighting on his behalf, so then you could yotze with the bnei abayis. But if there's no one in your home and you're traveling, so then you're muchiyav to light on that train or that area where you're traveling, because there's no other place to light. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems more explicitly to assume that if you don't have a bias, then you're still mechuyim medina to light where you are. There's a Chua Sitz Eliezer, who I think takes us to the farthest extreme of the contemporary poskim. Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Tesvav, Simen Kaf Tes, Chelek Tesvav, Simen Kaf Tes. Sitz Eliezer assumes that Neres Chanukah is a chiyuv, irrespective of whether you have a house or not. He quotes this Marasham, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, he understands the Marasham more along the lines of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, don't bring the Uriah from the Rashi and Shabbos, because maybe they're... you didn't have candles on the boat, or they didn't let you light on the boat, like on a plane. But fundamentally, if the situation presented itself, then you could light on a boat because you don't need a bias. And he says the person's homeless, he doesn't have anywhere to call home, he still has to light. If he's on a camping trip, he also has to light. If he's at an army base, out in the open on the battlefront, he also has to light. And then he quotes, he finds a reason that he thinks reflects his position as well. He quotes a Or Chaim, Ibaron Alev Milunil, who writes that Misha Babisvina Oshiv Beis Goyim Madlik Berbrachos Umanicha Al Shulchan. If a person is traveling on a boat, then he's Mechuyev to light Neiros Chanukah. So he thinks that sounds like there's no Chiyuv that's dependent on having a bias per se. But most contemporary poskim, assume that you do need a bias. The machlok is about how you define a bias, perhaps, or whether the train's a bias, but fundamentally, most poskim assume you do need a bias. Yehuda.
So according to the Sicilian, yeah. The whole Hikitim sub, the Chasaro, and the Gemara is a case of Ones? Because, I mean, it's...
A case where... Correct. Basically. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because there's
no Hikitim sub. There's no Hikitim sub. We're not going to be Mechuyev. Exactly.
And
right.
Why would you have to be Meshtatif as an Achsanai?
Achsanai is a different din. Achsanai is where you're really... Kain, one of the bnei bayis. You're kind of in this middle status. It's not your house. You're not paying rent. You're a guest, but so you're somewhere in the middle between your house and out on the street. That's a special din that of that middle situation. In terms of the specifics of the train, so a lot of contemporary posts can assume that the Marsham situation is not as relevant nowadays because all our train trips and our plane trips are shorter. The Marsham is talking about where you've been on a train for a long time, and then you can really consider that like DiRosso. So maybe, you know, if you're in a cross-country Amtrak train with a sleep car and whatever you call it, so that would be one thing. But in your in most situations of plane and even train and even plane travel, that's not what the Marsham's talking about, and it's arguable that there wouldn't be a chiyuv there. Some poskim assume there are. There may be a chiyuv, and then maybe you should, if you have no one, be madlik lebesa, so do your best to do something. But questionable whether there is, in fact, a chiyuv, and at least as far as plane travel, perhaps better to avoid getting into the shaila. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he has an interesting comment, the Piskei Tshuvos on the Seder Mishnah Berurah, the Brown Sefer. So he goes to this Marsham, and he says, based on this Marsham, just like the Marsham says that when you're traveling in the train, you're considered to be Socher Beis Dira, So then the chasen, the night of his chasana, if there's no other option, so he could light at the place of the chasana, because you rented the hall. That's a little bit strange. The Marashan's talking about, this is where you're sleeping, this is your residence for that night. You're not sleeping, hopefully, in the wedding hall. You're, unless you get snowed in, but you rent the hall for the affair for a couple of hours. It's not, it's a little bit difficult to understand. So let's get back to our Shiloh. So this chasan, leaving aside the Pisgah Tshuva's consideration, this chasan had a dira yesterday and is going to have a dira tonight. But where's his dira right now? So in the Sefer Alichel Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman's Fakim, on the Chanukah volume, page Ayin Reish Beis, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that if the chasan is going to leave for the chasana after the Zman Adlaka, let's say by even by Plaga Mincha, which is not so practical, because even if it's in the winter, how late are you going to call a chasana for? So usually the chasana has to get there before everyone else, or before the guests. So in theory, if he's able to light before he goes to the chasana hall, so then he's still considered to be a ben bayis at his previous residence, whether he's living in his parents' home or some other home, then he could light there without a problem. Now that itself is dependent makes a couple assumptions. That Shiloh presumably is the same as the Shiloh about the Shabbos guest. You go away for Shabbos. So let's say Friday night, you're going to light candles at the place where you're staying for Shabbos. Most of Shabbos, you're planning on going back home. So where do you light Hanukkah candles most of Shabbos? Do you light where you stay for Shabbos, at the Zman Halakha? Or do you light when you come home, which could be hours and hours later? So Shlomo Zalman consistently is quoted as saying, no, you light where you stay for Shabbos. Because you still have a Shaychus there, still consider your Beis Dira or your Nachsanai at the point that the Chiyuv sets in Motzei Shabbos, and you can light there. Better to eat something, perhaps, but you can light there and then go home. Yaakov Kamenetsky says this as well in the, his quote is saying this as well in the Emes LeYaakov on Shulchan Aruch. Now, Shlomo Zalman's statement there is presumably dependent on the following caveat. Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in Minchas Shlomo Chelik Beis, Sibin Nun Ches Os Beis, Chelik Beis, Sibin Nun Ches Os Beis, in which he raises the following question. Let's say a person lights Chanukah candles in his house, and then 15 minutes later he sells the house. So it's not his house anymore. So in the middle of the Zman Chiyuv, it becomes not his house, or the house, he's going to knock the house down. So do we assume, let's say it has to burn for a half hour. So does it have to be your house for the entire half hour, or is it sufficient that it's your house at the time that you light the Chanukah candles? So Shlomo Zalman raises this question. He assumes that it probably has to be your house for the duration of the time that it has to light. So Lishitoso, it should come out that by the Moshe Shabbos Shaila and by the Chasen Shaila, it has to at least be his house, or he has to, the Moshe Shabbos Shaila, stay there, have a shaykes to it at least for a half hour after the adlaka. Rav Avadia, Chazon Avadia, Peish Kufnen Nun Hei, so he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, he quotes from Yaakov, and he says, B'mechilas Kvodam, earlier sources say otherwise. He quotes a tshuva, Sheiris Yosef, Simon Ayin Gilman, Sheiris Yosef is a contemporary of the Ramah, and he thinks that Sheiris Yosef argues, and assumes that in this case, you would have to light the candles when you get home, even if it's many hours later, because that's your Iker Makom Dira. Now, the truth is that the Sheiris Yosef isn't really talking about that case. He's talking about a case where you have a Makom Dira and a Makom Achila, and you're eating in one place, but you have a stronger Kvias in the Makom Dira. So then you have to light Chanukah candles in the Makom Dira, you have the stronger Kvias. It's not exactly the same, but Rav Avadia thinks, and many other Achronim as well, that the more correct course of action on the Moshe Shabbos situation would be to go home and to light Chanukah candles when you go home, especially nowadays where people are out in the streets much later than they used to be, so this Zman Halakha really extends for a long time. So this question of the Chasan, so if he's able to light candles before he leaves, so then that should be dependent on this question. How do we define his Makom Dira for that night? Based on when the night begins or based on when the night ends. So Rav Eliashiv is quoted in a sefer called Beis Chasanim, Perikaf Aleph, which is quoted in the Nisuin Kilchasa, which you're probably more familiar with, is saying that no, everything is nikba based on the Zman Chiyuv. So if at the time of the Chiyuv and Seisak Chavim comes, he hasn't yet gotten married, the Chuv hasn't taken place yet, so then he's nigger after the original Makam Dira. So if so then he could be Yotze with his father's lighting, if he's fundamentally, technically one of the B'nai Ba'is of his father. Now, his father presumably is also coming to the Chasana, and he's probably also leaving early. So when's his father going to light? That's part of the same issue. So are you going to tell me that if his father leaves too early, so the best thing would probably be to do it Ali Dei Shaliach. So you have a Shaliach light for you in the house. Sometimes that's not practical either. All your friends are also coming to the wedding, so who's going to light? So if it's possible Ali Dei Shaliach, great. If it's not possible Ali Dei Shaliach, so the father's going to light when he gets home. So when he gets home, I guess Rav Yashi would argue that even though now you're living in residence too, but at the time the chief set in, you were a ben bais by residence one, and you could still be Yotze. Rosh Zornbach seems to assume this as well. Shuvas van Hagos, Chela Gimel Simen Reish Tesvav Os Yud, Chela Gimel Simen Reish Tesvav Os Yud, that even if he writes that even if the chuv is going to be before Shkia, you could still light in your parents' house, because he thinks that you're only considered to be a resident of the new house once you get there. So if you're not going to get there till 1 o'clock in the morning, you're still a resident of your parents' house until that point. Rishon Zalman is quoted in a footnote in the Suvan Kolchasa, Perei Tesvav Seif Samech, as having suggested to a chasan and kala that if they're unable to light Chanukah candles before the chasana, so after the chuppah, they should go to their new home and light the candles and then come back to the chasana hall. So in Yerushalayim, that could be practical. In most of our situations, people complain enough about how long it takes for pictures if they're going to go home and light candles and then come back. No one's going to stay. So that's probably not so practical. And others suggest, in the Sefer Nisuin Kolchasa and the Beis Chasanos, they quote others as saying that, no, the Iker Malkum Dira is going to be the new residence. So then when the Chasan and Kala get back to where they're staying, their new house, so then they should light there. Now, this Chasan that I was talking to was considering the possibility of moving into his apartment before the Chasana. Then it could be that it would be the same dira before and after. But then if the chasan kala are not going to go to their apartment, they're going to go to a hotel the night of the chasana, so then you have other complications of how do you light Neres Chanukah in a hotel. So usually, just like the train or the plane, you can't light candles in the hotel. So you're soaking in the place. So it's yours, you rented, so there's a chi of Neres Chanukah, but you can't light candles. So that's the whole issue about electric candles. Can you be yotze electric? Can you be yotze Neres Chanukah with an incandescent bulb? So by Ner Shabbos, in general, many poskim are makel that you could even say a bracha on an incandescent bulb. It's harder to come by incandescent bulbs these days. It's one of Obama's takanos. So if you can still find an incandescent bulb, so by Ner Shabbos, many poskim assume you can say a bracha on an incandescent bulb. Chaim Moser famously was known to bedafka say bari mara esh on an incandescent bulb to show that it's considered esh. But Neres Chanukah might be different. There's a shuv of the Beis Yitzchak. Why is Neres Chanukah different? So he has two reasons. Either because there has to be some hecker that is the Shei Mitzvah, and if you use an electric bulb, there's less of a hecker. That's something you could probably get out of. And the other consideration is that the Lechachila is Shemen. Again, that's only Lechachila. But somehow, because of the Beis Yitzchak, the general practice is not to say bracha on an electric menorah, even if it's an incandescent bulb. There is another consideration, which is that some people can point out you need the shemen there. So you have to have the half hour worth or whatever time worth of shemen there. So if it's an incandescent bulb, there's electricity coming in, so you don't have that half hour worth of power right there to end. So some say if you have a battery, that might be better. So as Rishon Zalman suggested in the plane, if you're going to light with a battery-operated bulb, because then you have all the power there. There's another sefer, Mashmiya Shalom. So I at Mendy Stein's Ufruf in the Tolner Beis Medrash in Boston. I was standing at the Kiddush there, and someone speaking, maybe, I don't remember, and there was a little alcove there with the various random svarim. So I happened to pull off the shelf a random sefer, Mashmiya Shalom of Shalom Weider, was a rav in Hungary before the war, and I opened up to Random Simon. And the Random Simon was about using electric lights for Neir Shabbos, Neir Chanukah, and other things also. So he has something you didn't see in other svarim. Another reason you can't use electric lights for Neir Chanukah is that there's a shutras of a guy in the hadlaka, because the electric company is providing the fuel. So it's like you're lighting it, b'shutras of the guy, and you can't have a guy light Neir Chanukah. So that, ironically, that would be better Neir Yisrael. Usually, electricity in Neir Yisrael poses more problems. You have your generators on Shabbos, so you don't want to rely on the fact that Jews are providing the electricity on Shabbos. But here, Nim says, Chemras and Kulasa, or
renewable
whatever.
Energy.
I'm sorry?
Renewable energy.
Right. So according to him, that wouldn't be an issue in Neir Yisrael, this might have said, but I don't think a Hungarian rav before the war would have even fathomed such a possibility. Yeah, an interesting thing there also, parenthetically, that he says, oh, you see a makar in the Torah for x-rays, because the Targum Yonasan, in the beginning of Parshas Kuka, says that Elazar HaKohen is bodek the Paraduma for all the Yuchas Dreyfus. So how can you be bodek for all the Yuchas Dreyfus without shechting it? So it must be at x-rays. Anyway, so that's a additional complicating factor if you're going to end up in a hotel. They have to figure out how you can light there. So I think general consensus of poskim is that you, if you're in a situation where you can't light actual candles, so the next best thing is to light an incandescent bulb, maybe battery operated, better without a bracha. And if you're in such a situation where you have an bias back at home, so then better to have the bias light on your behalf.